going to kill the filibuster. Now, the Senate is the maker of its own rules, just like the House of Representatives. If they want to do that, they can do that. It can be undone by if they're, we're going to get our kids in there in 2022 in the Senate. You just wait and see. There's so many ironies here. And if you undo the filibuster, then there won't be a filibuster when the Democrats want to try and stop McConnell in 2023 from undoing the treachery that Democrats in 2021 are doing. And so the feckless, worthless, useless, conspiratorial, in the tank with the Democrats, Republican Party in the Senate, will then hoist its own petard. We're going to restore the 60-vote rule. Oh, so that you can't get anything done now. Here's the second thing that happened. How in the hell does the unqualified, abortion-lusting maniac, demonically possessed Xavier Becerra, or Becerra, however you want to say it, get confirmed by the Senate to preside over health and inhuman disservices? You know how it happened? Republicans. If you had any doubt as to what we have been telling you, that it's over, your federal menagerie is over. There is no such thing as a Republican form of government that exists in the United States, and certainly not in the 10-mile square perched on the banks of the Potomac River. It's over. Just get over it, make your peace with it, and make plans to leave, to divorce. If there was any shred of doubt, the treachery and the betrayal of the dim-witted Susan Collins from Maine, another alleged Catholic, just to add insult to the injury. Here's another one who claims to be a Catholic, votes to confirm the most pro-abort butcher wannabe. Now he actually gets to be the butcher. Before, he can only empower butchers. Now, he can compel states to allow and to appoint butchers. Even Obama, dear leader, Chairman Mao Obama, could not have imagined such a coup as regime leader Biden and the cult of death have pulled off now. With Susan Collins' treachery, Look, this is, you want to hear really how over the top this was? Talk about plunging, taking the Julius Caesar, the Brutus dagger, you know, the jagged edges, psycho stabbing it into the back of the now rotting carcass. Corpse that is the Republican Party. Empress Hirohito of Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, was in Hawaii and sick and did not attend the vote and didn't even attempt to vote via proxy by Zoom or whatever. So, with the vote at 49-49, Collins cast the tie vote for Becerra, making it 50-49, and there is no need for Kamala to come in and break the tie. Had Collins voted with, and this was a strict party line voter, would have been, had Collins voted with the Republicans or the other Republicans, then Becerra, when it went down in flames, 50 to 49, and the soon-to-be-born children of the United States would have been spared, at least, with a temporary reprieve, from Becerra, the most lustful, demonic, pro-abort politician ever elected in the history of Earth, in the form of Xavier Becerra. This man had the audacity to go into his Senate confirmation here. Remember we played the audio and invoke the rosary and invoke God and invoke his Catholicism and his mother's faith? Folks, God will not be mocked. There's not a meet. Is Shannon in the chat room? She is. Shannon, there is not a sweet meteor of death big enough to wipe the stain of the human race from the face of the earth with the anger that God must have welling up, and a justified anger. You know, in reading the Psalms, one of the things that I'm doing for this Lent, and I'm at like Psalm 90 now, you read about all of these all of these tribes and these civilizations that didn't do one-tenth of what we're doing, what the government, various governments of the United States are doing, and God went, nope, sorry, thanks for playing my game, but you gone. And God just wiping them from the face of the earth, just wiping them out. And David, King David, in writing the Psalms, mentions all these tribes are going like, I never even heard of these tribes. And then in the footnotes down at the bottom, you know, it tells what happened and whatnot. We have earned the meteor of death, but even the meteor of death will not do justice to the treachery and the evil that is being perpetrated by the elite ruling class in the United States. Now, let me just move on quickly here, and let me tie this in. Okay, so this weekend, beginning Friday afternoon, Mrs. Char and I, enjoying the feast day that was Solemnity. By the way, I did not have any meat, no meat, on Friday. Decided to watch, we're browsing through the selections on the Roku TV with all the various channels. By the way, we are simulcasting live on Roku today as part of Crusade Channel TV that all of you should be watching. Subscribe or upgrade your membership by logging in at crusadechannel.com and then going to crusadechannel.com/go. In any event, so we were browsing through and it's like, okay, this is all garbage. We don't want to watch any of this. The entire 5-year run of the television comedy from the 80s, ALF, is now available. And Mitty Sher goes, hey, ALF, let's watch ALF. And I went, okay, because I used to love ALF. So we started watching ALF, season one, from the beginning. And we sat there and laughed and laughed and laughed. And I was going like, they wouldn't even attempt to make this show today. It's too good. It's too clean. Even though there is a little bit of, it's a good show. But in exchange for watching it for free, we had to suffer through a pair of commercial breaks. Which I would endure them, but they're so bad now that you have to mute the sound or just turn the damn thing off for 4 minutes and then turn it back on. So I began a informal television advertisement survey, a study, if you will, and I started counting. So we watched Alf, probably 20 episodes from the first season, and another two or three. What? It said season one, episode 21, the last one that was on. I didn't watch them in their entirety. So that's 40-some-odd commercial breaks. And there was another show that we watched a little bit of on yesterday to make. So I have a pretty good I have a pretty good body of evidence to draw from. I just say I saw, Minister and I saw 40 commercial breaks, 3 and 4 ads at a time. So I'm doing a survey, and I'm counting out loud now. Here are the returns. Now, Madison Avenue, they call it, Hollywood or whatever. The companies that make advertisements now have gotten the message that if you don't go woke in your commercials, we'll come after you, and then we'll go after the product that you're advertising. Four out of 10 of the commercials featured black people as stars. And now look, don't take this wrong. Yeah, I knew it. Are you racist? Whatever, dude. I'm just counting here. I'm reporting the numbers. 4 out of 10 featured black people as stars. Add an additional 3 out of 10. So we're at 7 now. So 70%. So 4 out of 10 were featured blacks. The other 3 out of 10 featured some minority, either a Asian or a Latina or a the product of an interracial relationship, shall we say. Which I'm not saying anything about that because I know Joe and Joe are mixed race relationship. So I'm not saying anything about any of the races. All I'm doing is counting. Okay, so 7 out of 10 feature that racial makeup. So the other 3 out of 10, now Minister and I are watching this. I'm like, if you were actually watching this and you wanted to go unwoke and outraged, it would be a piece of cake. So there's a commercial that comes on. I'll tell you who the advertiser was. It comes on for Buick. And it's for either mixed-raced or Hispanic women in a Buick car who are all dolled up and made up, and they're going to some highfalutin place to go and have a brunch or whatever. And you know, it's all smiles and laughs and giggles and what have you. And then they're laughing. Oh, look, there's a parallel parking spot, but you'll never get into it. Oh, whatever. I'll just put my Buick on automatic park. And then the car parks itself, right? So the next commercial that comes on, and this happened 3 times in a row in the same commercial break, was the rare white person that shows up in a commercial. Is either a sodomite or a woman, one of the two. The commercial that comes after the Buick commercial is a white woman who's a maid who's mopping a floor. It's a Swiffer commercial. And Mitch Chark goes, okay, I'm not even into your stupid little survey here, but that's just over the top. Can you imagine if it was 4 upwardly mobile white chicks that were like, ooh, watch my car park itself. We just go have brunch and spend a lot of money we don't have. Ooh, we're so privileged and awesome. And then the commercial was followed by a black woman mopping a floor. Dude, that network would be off the air and those people fired and their lives ruined.